Gracias.
Thank you very much, Vice President. Honduras very warmly welcomes the delegation of Colombia, and we thank them for the presentation of their national report. We very much welcome the news of the allocation of funds for the appropriate operations of the Comprehensive System for Truth, Justice, Reparation and Non-Recurrence, as well as the beginning of investigations, clarifications and sanctions for the most serious acts committed during the armed conflict within the country. We also welcome the news of a peace policy as a state policy through Statutory Law 2272 of 2022. We also commend poverty reduction policies and policies to reduce extreme poverty through social action. We wish to make the following recommendations. First of all, to ensure that sufficient human and financial resources continue to be ensured for the proper operations, for the implementation of the recommendations of the Commission for Clarification of Truth, Coexistence and Non-Repetition. We also recommend adopting measures to guarantee the right to consultation and to free prior informed consent for Indigenous peoples and Afro-Colombians, including measures to officially recognize and protect ancestral land. Three, to strengthen measures to guarantee that people in rural areas have access to public health, particularly looking to Indigenous peoples and Afro-Colombians, and particular care